This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here today. Mayor Scanlon offers his regrets for not being here on this occasion. I want to recognize and thank Governor Kathy Hochul and her team, Reverend Mark Blue and the 514 Memorial Commission, members of the Buffalo Common Council, the Mayor's Office of Strategic Planning, Law Department, and other city departments who are here with us today, and most importantly, the families of the victims who could join us today. Tomorrow marks 3 years since the horrific, racially motivated mass shooting at Tops on Jefferson Avenue. We continue to stand with this community in grief, remembrance, and healing. Today, I'm honored to announce that working with the Mayor's Administration, the Governor's Office, and the 514 Commission, the Buffalo Common Council approved the designated developer agreement with the 514 Memorial Foundation, granting site control to move forward with design, engineering, and fundraising. I want to thank the members of the council for their approval and collaboration on this important milestone for the permanent and living memorial. This means 18 parcels required for the permanent and living memorial have been assembled. It includes 14 city-owned lots and 4 privately held lots. This milestone is more than a land transfer. It's a promise to remember the lives lost and to create a lasting place for reflection and healing. The City of Buffalo will continue to walk shoulder to shoulder with the 514 Memorial Commission and this community to ensure that the memorial must remain rooted in community, the community that was targeted and traumatized, and where healing must take place. And now I'd like to introduce Reverend Blue, Chairman of the 514 Commission.
Good afternoon, everyone. What a day it is. I can finally breathe a little bit better. Amen. As it was expressed before, I want to thank our Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Christopher Scanlon for filling in and being an integral part of this process. Their continued partnership, along with the commitment of the Buffalo Common Council, has been instrumental in helping us move forward in the purpose with purpose and clarity. As it was stated, the Common Council today gave us the designation of developer agreement to where now we have site control of the 18 parcels that have been acquired. The city gave 14 parcels, and we had some families. The Brundage family is one of the families that donated their parcels, along with the Palladino family and also the Mount Aret Church. We have been working with them, and they have been very gracious, knowing what our vision is and seeing the importance of what it means to our community. The agreement, the designated developer agreement, unlocks the ability for us to fundraise, advance design and engineering work, and beginning the complex process of creating a sacred space that reflects the voices and values of this community. We have remained grounded in one principle, and one of the sayings that I've said before is that we only have one time to get this right. There are no do-overs. So we're taking our time in the process of making sure that our community has been heard, and the design concepts that you see before you were design concepts that came from the community. And we do have our developer, Douglas Allgood here, and Jen Young Soon, who's here, who helped in the process. And one of the things I want to say, it was very difficult to pick the right one. But we came together as a commission, and the families, and I want to stress this, the families were instrumental in helping to pick the right design. So let's give the families a hand. As you heard, we're moving from a commission, which will still be intact, to a foundation. The 514 Memorial Foundation, Inc. will take on the responsibilities of the day-to-day task of helping with the monument, the memorial. The commission will meet annually. All of our meetings will still be public, so the community will be a part of the hearings and the meetings that we're going to have. The foundation will again lead the day-to-day phase of the mission, and we will make sure that everyone, and I do mean everyone, has the opportunity to hear what's going on. We've never did anything in a vacuum. We have been open and transparent in all of our actions, except for one. That one is, I told reporters that I will not allow families to be berated or pushed through the crowd or looked at as a media opportunity. My job was to protect the families, and it still is that job, to make sure that the families are dealt with dignity and respect. So if they're going to fault me for that, have at it. I will not back down from that. They've been through too much. We've been through too much. And I will not allow that to happen on my watch. So I'm serious about this. I'll put some grease on. And we'll go down, but we will not allow the families to be berated. I also want to thank TOPS. TOPS has been very, very instrumental. And they have been very forthright. They have been there. They have helped the families. They have helped the community. So let's give our TOPS official a hand. This is not just a project. This is a promise. A promise to remember those who were violently taken away from us. A promise to uplift the survivors and the families. A promise to ensure that what happened on May 14th, 2022 will never be forgotten. This is a promise to teach and educate our children, to give them an opportunity to make sure that this never happens in our community again. One of the things that the Bible says is that my people perish for lack of knowledge. We want to make sure that we eradicate racism, especially in Western New York. We are tired of being sick and tired, tired of being marginalized, And it's our responsibility to leave a lasting legacy that will make our community proud from generation to generation. We're going to be long gone, but what we're doing now will last forever. And what we're going to do is make sure this is taken care of in perpetuity. This isn't just a one and done. We are tied to this, we are bound by this, and we're going to make sure that it lasts and leaves an impression that will last generations. As a community, we are united by faith, by resilience, and by love. This is just the beginning, and you will see this project, and we will see this project through to the very end. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for our community. Thank God for our commission. Let's give a hand to the commission. The members of the commission are now the board of the foundation, because we wanted to keep integrity. And we've done that, and we're going to be adding others to the board as well, because it is community. And it is the love of family that has brought us here. I have a whole lot more to say, but I'm going to cut it short. And right now, it's my pleasure to bring up to the podium from the governor's office, and I need us to give him a good hand of applause, Mo Sambundu.
Good afternoon. And Rev Blue, this community is a greater place today because of you. Thank you for everything that you do for our community. On behalf of Governor Kathy Hochul, I just want to extend our heartfelt thank you to so many people who made today possible, to our mayor. I have to say, when we met with the mayor in October after he assumed the position of mayor, we talked to him about the project right from the beginning. He said to Rev Blue and I, he said, stop right there. I am committed to this. And I'm going to have my staff make sure that we make this happen. So I just want to say to the mayor, thank you for your hard work, thank you for your commitment, and thank you for making today possible. To members of the 514 Memorial Commission, we have a few members here today. We have John, Norm, Larry. I have to say one thing about this group. When we first met in February of 2023, we were all strangers to each other. And our council member here, Zanetta Everhart, we kind of knew each other from around town. But I have to say, over the last 2.5 years, this group, I have never ever worked with a group that is more dedicated, more committed to the mission that we have been charged with than these individuals here. Let's give them a round of applause. To Bishop Brown, to the Brundage family, Billy Palladino, thank you for your donation of your lands to make this happen, because this is important to our community. And to our council members, Council Pro Tem President Bowman, Council Member Gullenbeck, Council Member Rivera, Council Member Everhart, and our Council Majority Leader, thank you for believing in this and committing to making this happen. We appreciate it. And we also have members of the Erie County Legislature here. We have Lawrence Dupree and Taisha St. John. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. And to everyone who has worked hard to bring this moment to reality. Your dedication and compassion have helped us make this vision a reality. And a huge thanks to Chad Houston from the city, Lisa Hicks, Hope Young Watkins, Nadine Morera, and Yvonne Bailey. These have been folks who have worked tirelessly over the last couple of weeks, working with us, working with the mayor, working with the city council. Their commitment showed And their commitment is one of the reasons why we're here today. So thank you so much for your work. Today marks a significant step forward. And now we have identified a piece of our community that will become sacred grounds and a space where we will build a future home of the 514 Memorial. We are deeply grateful to the city, to the landowners, and those who generously donated their time, including our attorney, John Sector, who has been diligent with us over the last couple of weeks. I see him in the back. Jonathan, thank you so much for everything that you've done to help us as well. Your gift of this project, a true home and a reflection of the spirit of unity that defines Buffalo. This land holds stories. Stories of a neighborhood filled with resilience, hard work, love, and joy. But it also holds pain. A story of struggle, sacrifice, and the unthinkable tragedy that forever changed us on May 14th. Having a place to honor those experiences is essential. This will be a space to grieve, a place to learn, a place to remember the 10 lives that were taken from us, and a place to heal together. It will document the history of the East Side in a way that it's honest, powerful, and enduring. Last week, when the governor met with the 514 Memorial Commission, she made it very clear. The 514 Memorial is a priority for New York State. It's more than just a project. It's her promise to this community. And we are called to honor the past while also holding space for healing, a space for hope, and the possibility of a brighter future. As we honor the 10 lives taken from us tomorrow, the survivors of the tragedy are at the heart of this memorial. Their stories, their strength, and their pain guide every step that we have taken as a commission. We also honor the courage and enduring love of the victims' families and their friends. While many important projects are underway on the East Side today, the governor believes, and I believe, that this memorial is the most meaningful of them all. It speaks to the soul of our community and to the families and survivors. Our promise to you is that we will always stand with you. You know, every year when May 14th comes around, everyone calls and says, hey, what's happening? What's going on May 14th? This group, we live it every single day together. Every day, we think about those families. We're all on this grieving journey together, feeling the sorrow, the anger, the confusion at times, but also being the beacon of hope. Hope that something beautiful and lasting can grow from such profound tragedy. Together, we will channel those emotions into a memorial that will truly tell our story. A living, breathing tribute that honors the past and inspires generations to come. The governor, along with all of us on this foundation, are committed to breaking ground as soon as possible. But we also know how important it is to do this right. with care and community input. Reverend Blue always reminds us at every meeting, we only have one chance to do this right, and that's our commitment to do this right, not to rush it, but to do this right and honor the lives taken from us the most respectful way we can. We're asking for your patience as we move forward. Our goal is to create a place that brings both pride and peace to this community. I just want to take a moment to recognize and remember those 10 lives. I know that she's watching from Syracuse. Her mom is watching from Syracuse. Roberta A. Drury. Margus D. Morrison. Andre McNeil. Aaron Salter. Geraldine Talley. Celestine Cheney. Hayward Patterson. Catherine Massey. Pearl Young. And Ruth Whitfield. Thank you. Now, I would like to call our Majority Leader, Leah Holton Pope, who has done an incredible job. Last week when we reached out to her, she said, let's do it. Whatever you need, I'll make it happen. Thank you for your commitment.
Good afternoon. So as we gather here today, just a day before we reflect on the third anniversary of the most horrific racially motivated mass shooting that took 10 lives on Jefferson, we do so with solemn hearts, but also with unified resolve. This moment marks more than a transfer of land. It's the laying of sacred ground. Ground that will forever reflect the pain, the power, and the persistence of the Eastside community. With today's announcement, we take a meaningful step forward in building a permanent and living memorial that ensures that those we've lost are never forgotten, and that this community is never overlooked. The Buffalo Common Council was proud to approve the sale of the 14 city-owned parcels to the 514 Memorial Foundation, helping to establish site control over this for this vision to become a reality. Our collective efforts, alongside with the governor, the mayor, the Memorial Commission, and private landowners who step forward, demonstrate what it means to lead with heart and with purpose. This is not about constructing a physical space. This is about preserving memory, inspiring justice, and ensuring that future generations understand both the magnitude of what happened here and the beauty of how a community refused to be broken. To the families of the victims, to the survivors, and to all of us who are still navigating through the grief, please know, your city, we see you. Your city, we honor you, and we are committed to working in your name. I am deeply grateful to Governor Hochul, to Mayor Scanlon. I would be remiss to not acknowledge previously Mayor Byron Brown, Chairman Reverend Blue, and to every single member of the Memorial Commission, including our very own Councilwoman Ever Hart, who represents herself and those of us that are on there. Today's progress is a result of your labor, of your vision, of your love for this city of Buffalo. I pray that this memorial be more than a place of reflection, I pray that it is a call to action, a reminder that justice must be living, equity must be pursued, and remembrance must never fade. Thank you.
I'd like to invite Reverend Blue to close out today's program with prayer. Thank you.
Let us bow our heads. Lord, we thank you once again for just allowing us to gather in this space. Lord, we ask that you touch the families whose names were called, whose memories are still living. The survivors, those who were injured, those who were in the store. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to surround them and us, that we won't never forget what happened, but use this as a transformation to prevent this from happening, not just here, but in our whole entire world. Use us as a pinnacle, as a beacon of hope and light that will shine the light on racism, hatred. Lord, we pray that you surround us with your loving arms, that we will be instruments to invoke your goodness, that we will invoke your will by the presence you have given us. Let us move about in our communities and show the resilience, the love, and the opportunity to convene as a community. We ask these blessings in your name, our Lord, our Savior, our Christ. Amen. Now, we announced that we have the parcels of land, but did we tell you where they were? Sometimes we get so caught up in just the doing. The land, the new site is going to be on the corner of Jefferson and Bess. The land is already cleared, so the new site for the memorial will be on the corner of Jefferson and Bess.
Thank you. This concludes today's announcement. Thank you, everyone, for being here with us today. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.